This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And the phone lines are open for you right now if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial. Number here at the station, 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll get you on the air with CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas of Klaus Financial. Don't forget, you can learn more about Klaus Financial online. Their website, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their phone number right here in Madison, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get to know appointment at Klaus Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, their office number 442-5637. And to get on the air this morning during the program, you can give us a ring, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. CJ and Malia, how are you guys doing this week?
Great. How are you, Sean?
Doing really well. CJ, great to talk with you. Malia, how are you today?
Very good. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day to both of you as well. And we've had some beautiful weather these past few days. And a lot of people are very excited and ready for spring. And what a great day to be talking about thinking about retirement and spending these beautiful days doing whatever the heck you want. So it's a really nice conversation ahead. We're going to be talking about planning for retirement, but specifically protecting our finances and things like best practices when it comes to keeping your information and your money secure. So we'll get to that in just a moment. A couple of things to keep in mind as we talk with Malia Cuevas. Malia Cuevas and CJ Klaus, great opportunity if you've got questions to get on the air at 608-321-1310. Another really great thing that they do at Klaus Financial is the weekly Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. We'll be doing one again this week. The folks from Klaus Financial have provided a great prize, a $25 gift card to Best Buy. We'll tell you how you can win that a little bit later on in the program. And before we start talking about protection and security, let's go back actually and take a look at last week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. Get the question and the answer there as well.
Yeah, so last week we had a great conversation about longevity and how many of our listeners could likely live to be almost 100 years old. So planning for retirement according to that knowledge becomes really, really important. Lots of listeners last week. A shout out to our winner last week, Tom of Waterloo. He correctly answered the question, according to AARP, what percentage of adults 50 and older plan to remain in their homes for the long term? Is it 25% or more than 75%? And the correct answer was more than 75%. Actually, 77% actually want to remain in their homes through retirement. So thanks for listening. Listen for today's question.
And if you missed any part of last week's program, you can always listen back to that and all the previous shows' podcasts at klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Another great thing while you're there is to sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Not only do you get a link to the most recent podcast, you also get an email that contains that link as well as some information on what's going on currently in the market. It comes in your inbox once a week. It's a nice little snapshot there. Again, you can subscribe right online at klausfinancial.com. So, of course, we always talk about on the program best ways to plan for retirement, but today we're going to be discussing how to protect our finances when it comes to best security practices.
Yeah, exactly. We thought it would be wise to discuss this since we have clients and listeners every day interacting with their finances via the computer, the telephone, or even their physical mailbox. And as a fiduciary and as a wealth manager, it's a critical part of our firm's role in helping clients manage their financial risks. This encompasses obviously more than just managing market risk. Now, often whenever somebody manages investments, we tend to think of risks associated with investing, market risk, duration risk, whatever it might be. But the reality is that you should really lean on your financial advisor to help you with more than just that, or at least this is what we believe. We really want to hopefully give out some valid reminders on how to keep things as safe as possible by making everyone more aware of some kind of security practices. So today we're going to give our listeners some important ways to protect themselves from cybersecurity breaches, identity theft, et cetera, et cetera. And cybercrime is huge. Identity fraud losses in 2020 reached a total of $56 billion. Yes, that's billion with a B. This figure represents a combined total of $13 billion for traditional identity fraud, which is, that number is down from 2019. And $43 billion for identity theft scams. this huge growth can be attributed to criminals increasingly targeting consumers directly with scams to gain easy access to a huge amount of personally identifiable information. So we're going to give you 9 ways to protect your financial information. Way number one, protect your financial house. Your personal information, such as social security numbers, PINs, passwords, credit and debit cards. Do not carry, as much as possible, don't carry passwords in your wallet, in your purse, or leave it next to your computer. No, no, no. As a matter of fact, we see this all the time with our clients. They'll come in with their little black book in their purse, right? And they'll say, I've got all my passwords right here. And I go, goodness gracious, right? If you get your purse stolen, not only is your debit and credit card and driver's license in there, but now we've got every username and password for every account that you have online. So avoid carrying your social security card on yourself because this is often the easiest way for a scammer to open up credit in your name. As a matter of fact, most scammers, once they meet kind of a something that's stopping them from moving forward. So think of this as like a password on your phone, or think of this as, you know, a fireproof safe in your house. Most scammers are looking for a quick fix, something easy, right? And once they reach that door and they're not able to open that door, whatever it is, they will quickly move on. So do your best to not make it too easy for a scammer to get your information. And one of those ways would be don't carry your social security card and don't carry your little black book with all your usernames and passwords in your purse or in your wallet. Way number two would be to shred all your financial statements that you no longer need, either with a fine shredder at home or take it to a local shredding business where you can actually observe the shredding. So there you go. There's 2 out of the 9 ways for you to protect your financial info.
Got a question for us? Love to get you on the air with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. They are our retirement planning professionals. They are the experts. Great opportunity right now. Get you on the air, 608-321-1310. Learn more about Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Passwords. Passwords are important here, aren't they, CJ?
They are. So protect your devices. As a matter of fact, you know, not that long ago, we might have had a computer or a laptop. Well, actually, not that long ago, we didn't have computers at all. Yeah. But now we have computers, and then these little computers have become these powerful devices in our hands, which have gotten gall darn expensive, by the way. But these little devices in our hands hold a wealth of private information. So this is kind of crazy. The majority of Americans, 52% to be exact, don't password protect their mobile devices. And this is according to a study by cybersecurity firm Kaspersky Labs. So listen, back to my original point, a lot of people say, yeah, but hackers can get through that, you know, 4-digit PIN into your phone. That's true. That's true if they want to. But most are looking for a quick fix. They steal a phone and they're just looking to see if they can get into it. If it's not easy to get into, they might just toss the phone. So, password protect your phone, please. Also, not having passwords on your smartphone or tablet is akin to leaving your home with the door wide open. Not having a password on there. So if you don't have a password on there, it's like kind of leaving your house and saying, well, you know, thieves can get in by breaking the windows. I might as well just leave the front door wide open. That sounds stupid, right? So do us all a favor and password protect your phones. Also, keep your usernames and passwords private. So one great way to do this, instead of carrying it in your little black book, would be to actually get a password manager to store. This could be like eWallet. There's another one called MSecure or 1Password. These are actually encrypted files. They might even be on your phone. There's nothing wrong with that. Encrypted files that are meant to store your usernames and passwords. But it's not just in your notes. Oh my goodness, if my parents are listening right now, don't put it in your notes. Because if you can get into your phone, the first place they're going to go look is in your notes. And a lot of seniors will just put it in their notes because they don't have a password storage manager. And finally, make your usernames and passwords unique and hard to crack. Now, often people will say, but CJ, if I make them unique, I can't remember them. Exactly. That's why you need a password storage manager, right? Because they all need to be unique and they all need to be something besides 123456, right? Or password 1. because these are some of the most hacked passwords that are out there because we get lazy, right? It's like, I don't know. I can always remember 123456. Well, so can the scammers. So if you choose one of these most popular and hacked passwords, it literally takes less than a second to crack these. So don't use them. Instead, make them longer with special characters. And again, if you have a storage manager, you don't actually need to remember them. You just need to know the one password to get into your storage manager. And then from there, you can use those unique credentials to get into your websites.
Really important guidance this morning from our retirement planning professionals from Claus Financial, CJ Claus and Malia Cuevas. If you've got a question for CJ and Malia, we would love to have you join us this morning. Telephone number here at the station, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. What about your home computer and kind of maintaining home computer safety on your on your home device and keeping your computer secure there?
Yeah, so a lot of people think, well, this can never happen to me, so why are you guys even talking about this? Until it happens to them,
yeah.
Right? And then they're like, oh, I should have at least put a password on there. I should have done all of these things. So that's why we're having this conversation today, to make you proactive. So one of the first things you can do to be proactive for your own home devices is update your computer, meaning that you maintain it with antivirus, anti-spam, and spyware detection on a yearly basis, especially if you do a lot of engaging with your financial transactions. And honestly, when we wrote this radio show, even I went to my husband and said, so when is the last time we updated our security in our computer? Because we all just think it just continues on, and eventually it wears out. You need to get the updated files to put onto your particular devices. The second area a lot of us get lazy with is access to our computer. And so we figure we're on vacation, we access Wi-Fi, and then we go into our banking information, and that public Wi-Fi is easily accessible by other people. So this is where you need to go ahead and use perhaps your telephone, your iPhone as a hotspot, which gives it the security that you need to be able to access it privately. Number six is log out and lock up. I'm guilty, very guilty of this. Completely log out of different apps, because when you're on different financial sessions, sites, open sessions can lead other users to the information you have out there, and they call that session stealing. So always lock up your laptops. So just be very, very careful. And then email. Be very careful on who you're opening files from. So you don't want to click on links or download programs sent by strangers. Again, nobody thinks they will be the one that actually clicks on the wrong link until they do it. And so phishing is very common. Phishing, not for fish, but phishing in your emails, P-H-I-S-H-I-N-G, is very common. And it allows for this malware to be placed on your home or or your company computer. And at that point, they can steal passwords and commit wire and fraud. So you want to be so, so careful on what you're accepting and clicking on. And again, if a financial company reaches out to you that you're not familiar with, I mean, I get this all the time. We all do. Like Bank of America says you need to click on this link. I'm like, I don't even have an account with Bank of America. So you want to make sure you just call the company first and make sure that the email is legitimate.
Really important stuff this morning from our retirement planning professionals from Claus Financial. If you've got a question, love to get you on the air, 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can learn more about Claus Financial on their website, clausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Claus Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, the number, 442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with CJ and Malia. How do you know if your data has been compromised? We'll get some tips on that next and take your call as Money in Motion with Claus Financial continues here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Claus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
608-321-1310. If you've got questions for our retirement planning professionals from Claus Financial, love to get you on the air this morning. Learn more about Claus Financial online, the website clausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 608 608- 402-562-5637. Talking this week about ways to protect your finances with best security practices. And I know we talked about some tips to keep yourself and your computer safe. What are other things then that we could do to kind of reduce the theft of personal information? And do we know, as far as like signs, things to be looking for of possible identity theft?
Yeah, so there's a lot to consider here. So one thing, which seems simple, is review your financial statements on a regular basis. So you always want to make sure that the charges are really yours, and you want to catch any irregular things happening right away. So if you receive paper documents, don't keep more than you have to and shred them when you're done with them. Don't put your bills with signed checks in your mailbox with a flag up. Drop those off at your local post office, because honestly, people do steal actual signatures and forge off of those. And an example of this, I think back to last year, one of my clients, he's a professional. He's in his late 40s, and he actually just pays the bill, pays the credit card bills, and through Christmas and the holidays, he doesn't really question things because he knows his wife spends money on their credit card. Mm-hmm. But then he started like 3 months later noticing, wow, it's past Christmas and we're still having these big charges on their American Express. And he went back and found that in the last 6 months, none of these turned out to be his wife's charges. He was actually just... slowly the fraudster was starting with small charges, and that's typically what we see. And the next thing you know, it's 1,000 here, a couple thousand there. And people that have a lot of money out there in their accounts and available credit, sometimes they don't notice these things. And so I would just say, be very, very tight on what you know you've charged and make sure. And again, credit card companies, as long as you let them know right away, you are protected up to a certain amount, but you need to let them know right away. So you have to be in tune to that. So a big question also people wonder about is social media. And so they think, what's the big deal about putting stuff on my social media? Well, again, fraudsters are looking for information about us that can lead to figuring out passwords based on information that maybe perhaps we post. So again, we've told listeners before, if you go on vacation, don't post you're on vacation. Let's just start there. And make sure you're being careful about private information you might share. So when we want to understand identity theft and how identity theft has actually occurred, you might notice that you're not getting bills in the mail anymore. Okay, so sometimes a identity thief will actually change your billing address to keep you from seeing statements. So if you're used to the physical ones, if suddenly you get turned down for a loan or credit card, but you know you have a solid credit history, you might have been targeted. So and many times people get approved for loans or credit that they, the reverse, that they never even applied for. So again, another sign. So again, you find out from the IRS that your tax return was rejected. Well, sometimes other people have filed on your behalf. Maybe they've received your refund. So you do need to notify the IRS that this was perhaps fraudulent activity. And then again, back to the credit card, sometimes you'll see this, $1, $2 being charged to maybe a familiar website, maybe Google or something like that. And a few months ago, I talked about this, that my daughter, she noticed a dollar, $2. She immediately notified the credit card company within like a day. And they said, well, that's okay. You notified us, but it looks like, we'll credit those and it'll be fine. Well, turned out within 3 days, they didn't reissue her credit card at that point. Within 3 days, the person had charged $11,000. And basically just eliminated all her cash that was associated with a Visa card. So you have to be on top of these things. Be very, very careful. If you get a call or an email from a credit card company saying that there is a fraud alert, you need to call the number that's on the back of your credit card. Don't respond by email. Don't respond by a text. Call them direct out if there's some real fraudulent activity going on. So one idea we have for you, if you are a victim of identity theft, take action immediately. You can file a police report, contact your creditors, And we always tell people, run a credit report on yourself, which you can do for free at www.annualcreditreport.com. You can actually place a fraud alert or security freeze on your credit. And you actually don't have to pay for that if you go directly through Experian or TransUnion, if you go directly to those sources. So just be so careful. We're not trying to scare people. We're just trying to alert people to make sure that you keep your information as private as possible.
Really important stuff this week, as always, as we talk with our retirement planning professionals, Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss. Telephone number at Kloss Financial, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, their phone number, 442-5637. We'll get some more tips. We'll also do the Kloss Quiz Question Week. We'll do that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Of course, they come to us from Kloss Financial, the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 608-442-5637. Talking security this week. Are there any other things that people could do to protect themselves from identity theft?
Well, gosh, as Malia was going through her list there, I started to break out into a hot sweat. There's so many ways I'm going to write. And it's, you know, it's interesting running a business, especially a business that deals with people's personal information. We have to hold social security numbers and account numbers for our clients, driver's licenses. This is the kind of information that a fraudster would want to steal somebody's creditor information. The amount of money we spend, the effort we go to just to keep that information secure is pretty exorbitant. But I do just want to, if any of you are like me and you broke out into a hot sweat or a cold sweat, let me give you some kind of big picture ideas here. Number one, Malia hit on some of these. Don't click on emails that you don't know who they're from. Just don't click on them. It would be much better for you to have a friend say, hey, you never replied to me, than to have to call your credit card company and cancel your credit card. So if you don't know where it's from, just delete it. Get rid of it. Number two, don't give out your personal information over the phone. So I get this probably once a month. It's the guy from India who calls me and says, your Microsoft computer needs to be updated.
Yes.
And I go, that's interesting. I don't have a Microsoft computer. And it's hang up immediately, right? So when people call you, you know, sounding anxious over the phone, or you get these emails saying, click on this, just don't do it. Also, Malia mentioned one of them, but check your credit report. As a matter of fact, another kind of resource I would make you all aware of is Credit Karma. So you can set up on Credit Karma to literally have any time your social security number is used to open any line of credit, you get a notice. And that to me is gold, because ultimately, what is the most common scheme? It's what's called identity theft, but identity theft is just using your name, date of birth, and social security number to go out and open up credit. Think credit card, think mortgage, think whatever. And if you can get a notice the day that occurs, you're way ahead of your former self that wouldn't have gotten any notice until you $100,000 had been spent. So big encouragement is to make sure you get a notice whenever your social security number is used to open up any credit. And finally, here's probably the biggest one of all. If you are at an age and stage of life, which some of our listeners are, where you're no longer needing to use credit, then just lock your credit. Just lock it. So that just means literally your social security number cannot be used to open up any credit anywhere, period. So you'd have to work with the credit bureaus to accomplish this. But there you go. Hopefully that gives you some actionable items to start working on.
Just a great show this week. Don't forget, if you've missed any part of this week's program or want to get caught up on any previous show's podcast, head on over to klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Also, while you're there, you can submit a question for the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner, an opportunity to get your question answered right here on the program. Time now, though, for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I will ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial Office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, answer, you'll win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Best Buy. This week's Kloss Quiz question of the week is this: how long does it take for a fraudster to crack a common password like 123456? Is it less than 1 second or more than 1 hour? Telephone number 608-442-5637. First call with the correct answer will win that $25 gift card to Best Buy. Don't forget as well, that's Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. Their number 608-442-5637. CJ, Malia, it is always fantastic hanging out with you. You guys enjoy the day, and we'll talk real soon.
Thanks, Sean. Thanks.
Take care, guys. Holly Frank comes your way next here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor registered with the SEC. The content of this show is for informational purposes only and should not be considered individual investment advice. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.